Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Friday, September 26, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. We have Bettina Peters with us. How you doing, Bettina?
I'm good. How are you?
Always good to have you here and always good to be able to say your name. I love saying your name. It's a great one. Such a fun name to say. Appreciate you being here and certainly appreciate the work that our ADRC does in our community, in our area. It's vital, important work. And when you guys hang out with us, we get a real chance to put a kind of a spotlight on some of the things that you offer, programs and different events that are going on over there. And today, you got a really good one for us to get into, and that is you and kind of the work that you do and everything, because I feel like you like a lot of us and certainly a lot of people at the EDRC, your job has the tree of your job has a lot of branches that go off of it.
It does, yes.
So let's start out right out the gate who you are and let the audience know, especially anybody that hasn't heard from you before and everything, Bettina.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Bettina Peters. I'm an elder benefit specialist at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, and I am based out of the Marshfield office serving Wood County.
Appreciate that work and appreciate that breakdown for you. So when it comes to who the ADRC is, for those that don't know, and especially getting to dive into this one, how would you describe what you guys do over there?
Yeah, so the ADRC works to provide peace of mind, quality of life to individuals and families through information and access to resources. So we offer services to seniors and adults with disabilities in Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, and Wood counties. So we're a 4-county agency. And our services include things like navigating community resources, exploring available benefits, offering support for caregivers, providing meals for seniors. We hold healthy living classes. We have dementia care specialists, and we also have volunteer opportunities.
And there's each one of those great counties that you guys are representing in and everything also have certain, things that are key to their area or, align well with that. And it's something to keep in mind wherever you're listening to us, especially in one of those areas, they are there. They are a great resource to reach out to for those things. And I would recommend, too, that if you're not sure if this is something that's quote-unquote covered by the ADRC, reach out and find out. If you're not, you guys will do your best to maybe point them in the right direction or at the very least be able to answer and you can check that box off. So, okay, they can help me. I can move on.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're a great resource for people just to even just get connected to those other agencies as well.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the mission of our ADRC, how would you put that in the word?
So the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin provides choice and independence through personalized education, advocacy, and access to services that prevent, delay, and lessen the impacts of aging and disabilities in the lives of adults.
It's a great mission, and it's something that we all get behind and we all appreciate, not only because of, especially in areas like ours here in Wood County, where we have a very healthy senior population, but we're all getting older.
We are.
I thought, I'm an actor. I'm supposed to be young forever, right? No, turns out, no, it doesn't work out that way. I can lie about my age, but my body knows better. When it comes, in all seriousness, when it comes to it, I think that it's one of those things that hopefully people that can take a step back and see the big picture, everything works out. You're going to be needing these services of the EDRC. So even if you don't, supporting the work that you guys do and being a part of things, spreading the word about Meals on Wheels and some of the other different activities that go on over there, whether it is volunteering or at least spreading the word about it, you're going to be needing these services too one day. And I think it's important to keep that in mind when we're talking not only to you guys, but just in general amongst ourselves. And we're talking about our EDRC and some of the work that goes on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, either for ourselves, for neighbors, family, friends, loved ones, we all have conversations, right? And we hear about people's need. And then it's nice to have that in the back of our head, like, oh, I know a place that can help you.
You know, Bettina, as it turns out, I am only getting older. And as I get, I get a good 20-some years or whatever before I'm hitting that retirement age and everything. But I'm starting now to try to understand Medicare because I feel like I'm going to need a good 20 years to be able to understand Medicare.
Yeah.
But I am somebody who's walking into that and not knowing anything really about it. But in all seriousness, again, one of those things that it's understandable that people that even might have been retired for a couple of years or been using Medicaid for a couple of years, this changes from time to time. You guys are a great resource for this. What can you tell us is a Medicare open enrollment period, what that is specifically?
Yeah, so that specifically is the period for Part C or Advantage plan and Part D. So those are the Medicare drug plans, really review and enrollment into plans. It runs from October 15th to December 7th each year. And during that time, you're really reviewing your plan. You can join, you can switch, you can drop a plan, and then your coverage goes into effect on January 1st, as long as you have enrolled in something by December 7th.
And while it may seem, you know, basic to some, I just, why is it so important to know those dates, Bettine?
So that window is really open for people to get into those plans. So it's, if you're already in Medicare, right, it's a maintenance period is what it is. And a lot of it is you can absolutely let your plan coast, but by reviewing your plan annually, you can actually save yourself some money, which is important in this day and age.
Right? Yeah, agreed. Yes. Yeah. Well said. So what can I do? What can people do when it comes to this open enrollment period?
So we recommend that you review your current coverage and any plan changes that are taking place in the following year. So those changes should be listed on what's called an annual notice of change. That is a document that the insurance company that you currently have has to send you by September 30th. After you review those potential changes, you can compare your current plan to other plans, and then you can choose if you want to keep your current plan or if you want to change your plan for 2026. So there's a few different things you can do, and this is going to sound really complicated, but this is why we're here, okay?
Right, exactly.
So you can change from what's called Original Medicare, which is AB, and then you have a Part D insurance, that's the one we would be looking at, to a Medicare Advantage plan or Part C. You can change from your Advantage plan back to Original Medicare. You can switch from one Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan. You can switch from a Medicare Advantage plan that doesn't necessarily offer drug coverage into one that does. You can switch your Advantage plan the other way, if that works better, from one that has drug coverage to one that doesn't, and then join something like senior care, which we can talk about in that context too. And then you can join a Medicare drug plan if you hadn't, and then switch from one drug plan to a different one, or you could technically drop your drug plan completely, which I would not recommend.
So insurance companies change their policies or different things go, Medicare, you have to adjust to that, and this kind of affects that. So, I think that for many people like myself that are many years away from this, haven't thought much about it, well, I pick a plan and I'm good. That in a perfect world, maybe, but that's just not how the world we have and everything. So much of what we're doing, what you guys are doing there and everything, is trying to balance that and work, you know, okay, what is that? What have they changed here? Mm-hmm. How does this affect my clients? How does this affect the people in my community?
Yeah, absolutely. It looks really simple from the outside, right, when we don't have it.
Right.
And then once you start getting into that world and you have Medicare, it's way more complicated than any of us realize before we get to that point.
Yeah, it's kind of a gift in some ways, being there for my parents, caregiving those things, because I'm learning so much of this stuff now beforehand and realizing, oh, I don't know anything.
Right.
Like, I really feel like that is something that I don't want to walk into that age and just learn about that year. That, you know, I want to know these things beforehand. I think the more of us that do, the better, you know, the more we can enjoy retirement, the more we can enjoy those things.
Absolutely. That education is key, right? Being informed, knowing what choices we have.
When does this take place exactly?
So the open enrollment period is from October 15th to December 7th. December 7th is the cutoff. If whatever you have at that point is going to go into effect January 1st. So if you do nothing, you're going to have the same plan. If you change your plan by December 7th, either way, that's January 1st coverage.
And that's that October 15th is right around the corner. So a great time to be talking about this and a great time for you out there, if this applies to you, to be thinking about it.
Absolutely. Yep.
If needing to find the best plan, who to contact and some of that information, and there were some other things I wanted to touch on with this as well.
Yeah. So there's a lot of information out there during this time of year. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. The best way to stay safe and avoid scams or bad practices is to make sure that you work with somebody that you trust. And that's where we come in. The ADRC is a great place to help you when you're trying to figure out what the best coverage is for you. Our services are free. We don't sell any plans, so we're not biased. We can just kind of look at everything that's out there. We have a great team of benefit specialists that can help you compare those plans. And then appointments with our agency are available for residents of Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, or Wood counties by calling 888 888- 214-886-9545. You can call Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. You would choose option number 3 for benefits from our menu, and then you choose option 1 for open enrollment. And then if you reside outside of those counties, you can find your local benefit specialist or ADRC by checking online at dhs.wisconsin.gov, and they have a search spot for that. You can also work with a trusted agent or explore those plans on your own at medicare.gov. You just have to make sure it's .gov because there's fake ones out there.
Yeah, yeah. Always be looking at those end letters of those web addresses, everybody. That is a key to a lot of that, helping you through a lot of those things. And a big credit to the ADRC, to all of our nonprofits in this area, really. The transparency is where we win people, you remind people and win people over at the same time. We know that, you know, on a basis that, you know, what you just said there, that you're not selling any of these things. Nobody's in the ADRC's pocket or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when we're able to just, you know, get it out there for people, I think it's all the more comes home for them, and it makes it much more hopefully likely for them to reach out to you guys.
Absolutely. And the cool thing about us, right, we don't charge for anything. We look at all the plans. So even if you already work with an agent or somebody that you trust, you can always come and see us and then go back to your agent and buy the plan through them.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point. I appreciate that. Speaking with Bettina Peters from the ADRC CW right here in Central Wisconsin, volunteer opportunities is something I wanted to touch on as well with you, as we like to do before we wrap up with our ADRC. And part of the reason is I maintained for many years with the audience here, I think that it may be some of the best volunteer opportunities there is with the ADRC. So I always like to put some time on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I love our volunteers. They're amazing.
They
do such a great job. We do have some really great opportunities, you know, flexible scheduling, things like that. So currently have 3 volunteer opportunities available in Wisconsin Rapids with our nutrition team. So all of those positions are flexible. They're available Monday through Friday. And as they say, many hands make light work. So there's meal packaging, which is where our caterer delivers the food in bulk. It's cooked and ready to go. And then volunteers package the food into individual trays that are sealed and separated onto the Meals on Wheels routes. And that time frame for volunteering is about 9:30 in the morning to about 10:30, 10:45. Okay?
Not bad at all.
No. And from there, it goes to our Meals on Wheels volunteers, which is also a position that's available. And the volunteer drivers pick up those meals at Centralia between 10:30 and 10:45. There's insulated bags that keep the hot meals separate from the cold part, so for food safety. And then the drivers are able to deliver those meals to the door. They get to greet people. They give them their meal. They have that great interaction, right? And then they head on to the next home for delivery. So even though that's a really quick interaction, it actually helps older adults in our area know that someone is going to see them every day. They kind of get that brief check-in, a little bit of socialization, a little bit of, hey, just making sure you're okay. And then those routes can vary from 8 to 15 deliveries and take about an hour to an hour and a half. And then when you're finished delivering, you just bring back the bags and paperwork to the Centralia Center.
And keeping in mind that the ADRC wants to work with you, they don't want you to have to, you know, you live over here, you work over here, and you're traveling to the other side of town. They want to work with you as far as where you are and your schedule and what fits best. We have a big community, and a lot of our senior population is spread out. So chances are, wherever you're living or you're working might fit just perfectly with Meals on Wheels. The time commitment is not very big, and I certainly appreciate and respect. And the number one on this list of reasons to do this is the clients and the people that you're bringing these meals to.
Absolutely.
And I encourage people to, if you haven't done this before, to take just literally a brief moment and put yourself in those shoes of you living alone and not having a lot of interaction with others. And the idea of something like to look forward to, where you know you're going to talk to another person. You know somebody's going to be coming by. You know that somebody's going to be bringing a meal, and a good meal. You know, not just something that you threw into the microwave, but an actually really good meal and stuff. All of that, what that would mean to you if you were in that position. And also keeping in mind that while this is first and foremost for those clients, I guarantee that you will get just as much out of this and have just as great memories and be just as thankful to you got to volunteer. It's a gift. to volunteer and be a part of this. It really is, everybody. It is. Reach out to our ADRC to find out more about that. And you mentioned senior dining. This is another key part of this as well.
Yeah, so Meals on Wheels is for people that are homebound, and that's where that relationship piece, that visit comes in, really, it's really important. But then we also have the senior dining sites, which is a chance for people to come, get a great meal, get that social interaction. And we also need volunteers there to help with setting up the dining room for lunch. It's served around 11:30. And then when the meal's done, we do the dishes and the dining room gets cleaned up. And that, so that whole time frame is about 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. But shorter shifts are available.
Mm-hmm. Another great opportunity, another great way to do this. And while I always think about certainly, you know, adults and having a lunch break that they can is flexible or different things, there's a lot of opportunities for adults out there to be doing this. More and more I'm talking to, you know, some of my students and them talking about how, well, when they're filling out college applications and having great volunteer opportunities on that and how much that means more and more to colleges out there. This is a great one to have on your resume. Boy, is this a good one to have on that resume. A great opportunity for young people out there as well. There's really no age that couldn't be a part of this and doing this. We encourage you to find out more. And if they want to sign up or be a part of these things or any of the, you use any of the services at the ADRC, Bettina, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can call us. Our number again is 888-486-9545. That takes you into the menu, and then you can choose what you need from their volunteer opportunities or benefits or other services. Or you can check out our website at www.adrc-cw.org.
Be sure to bookmark those pages. You never know when they might come in handy and you might need them. And certainly spread the word about some of the great activities and different things that they are doing over there. And we encourage all of you out there to find time in your day to volunteer and be a part of things at the EDRCCW. Bettina, it's always good hanging out and talking with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.